So the saying is, what's your ETA? ETA is estimated time of arrival, right? And we think of things like, you can be texting somebody on your way to somewhere. What's your ETA? I'm 15 minutes out. Or what's the ETA on this project when you're going to be able to deliver? So it's an estimated time of arrival. And again, it's three letters that we use as an acronym, ETA. The time you expect to arrive, and it's estimated. So I start pulling up that definition and dissecting different words. So I took the word estimated out and I said, it's an adjective. Estimated means it's a roughly calculated approximate. Roughly meaning lacking refinement and precision, and not necessarily an exact thing or a defined thing. It's a refinement of, if you're roughly, it's not the exact. It's not the thorough thing. So I was like, okay, so that's what an ETA is, because it's estimated. It's only calculated roughly. And you think about calculated. I said, okay, done with full awareness of likely consciousness. So you already know something that is calculated. You're full aware of it. You're full, like if you calculate something, that is it. That's exact. It's done. You're full aware of it. So I'm like, okay, ETA, I'm still dissecting the word. Y'all know I like to dissect definitions. So then I automatically go to time, because we already talked about estimated. Now I go to time. Time has so many definitions, y'all. Like you got nouns, you got verbs, all type of stuff. So I said, let me go look at the word time again. It's indefinite continued progress of existence and events in the past, present, and future regarding as a whole. Then I looked at the verb of time. Plan, schedule, or arrange when something should happen or be done. So time. So I said, let me take the verb. So we're talking about estimated, a roughly calculated estimate. So something that's not, it's lacking refinement, but it's lacking the full awareness, basically, of a planned scheduled arrangement. So then I looked up arrival. Y'all following me, right? I looked up arrival. It's a noun, the action of process of arriving. The emergence of appearance of a new development, phenomenon, or product. I said, let me stick with that particular definition. A new development. So it's like, it's an estimated, roughly calculated. So it's lacking refinement of full awareness of something that it's planned for a new development. So I said, that's my definition that I'm going to run with for ETA. Okay, those acronyms, estimated time of arrival. So then I start thinking like, ETA, I want to change estimated. I don't really care about I don't care for the word estimated too much, because it means me, estimation to me is like a guesstimation. You don't really know, you're guessing. So that E just, I want to run with ETA, meaning executed time of arrival. So then I thought executed is something that you truly carry out and you put in effect. You really plan the course of action. Can we just simply show up? You know, can we just perform? Can we just simply move? Can we just simply execute? No more estimation, no more guesstimation. We're truly executing. So now I changed what ETA meant for me in my life. It's going to be an executed time of arrival, because now I know I no longer have excuses. That E can simply mean excuses too. So I'm like, I no longer have excuses in my life of things that I need to do in my life. And really the things that we have to do in our life is for the building of His kingdom. All of the talents and the gifts that we have are bestowed upon us for His glory, for His kingdom, for the next person. How many people have walked up to you and just gave you that little church handshake and just said, God just told me to bless you with this. And they had something in their hand. Because it's like, the moment we really start walking in the path of Him, walking that narrow way. And it's like, we just started getting blessed. And we wasn't that mother that was trying to pray for something to make it. Oh God, I really need to be blessed. I need to feed my child. I need to feed my kids. Or I need to make, all of a sudden things were just coming to you, being executed. There was no guesstimation. There was no estimation. People were actually performing and stepping and really doing the things that they needed, because they have a gift, because God blessed them. So now they're executing, they're performing, they're moving. No excuses, not that E. So I said, okay, God. So we changed what ETA meant originally, estimated time of arrival. Now we're thinking in the mind frame of execution, right? Time of arrival. And then it started getting me back to what we're being fed and what we're putting in us, because sometimes that can slow us down in our gift. Sometimes consuming the wrong things and getting unhealthy consuming things can slow us down, because other people that have blessed you, because God has used them as vessels, now you want to be a blessing to his kingdom. You want to pay it forward. You want to turn that back and say, God, I want to step out and perform. God, I want to step out and move. God, I want to step out and execute. I just want to show up. Let me be a blessing to your kingdom, because you have blessed me. You have fed me, and I'm full, God, and I thank you. So now it's like, what am I eating that's slowing me down? Why am I not healthy? What's going on with my body? What's going on with my organs? What's going on with my blood? What's going on with my heart? Everything. So it's like, then I thought about it. I said, but also if you take the execution of the E, we're going to take the excuses out. We're going to take the estimation out. And I'm thinking of the word now E. I'm thinking of eat, because now we're consuming things. I immediately looked up. We know what eat means largely. We've been eating since we were born. So I said, let me look up specifically what eat is. It's to put food into the mouth and chew and swallow it, right? That's eating, and we're still on E. But I'm talking about the other meaning of eat: devour, consume, meaning to use and utilize, and also ingest, which is a Latin word for brought in and carry out. So something that we can partake of. So now we're like, okay, God, what am I eating? Which meaning, what am I devouring? What am I consuming? What am I using and utilizing and putting in myself? What am I ingesting? What am I bringing to my body to carry out my gifts and to be a blessing to your kingdom? Because a lot of people don't realize, and I'm almost done. A lot of people don't realize, once you have eaten, the past tense is what? Ate, A-T-E. Remember I gave y'all eat. E-A-T. Now, once you've eaten, the past tense is ate. This is good, y'all. So I started looking up words with just eat. And I said, okay, eat. When you eat, defeat. If you think of the word defeat, it ends with E-A-T. When you eat, you beat. B-E-A-T. Still eat, right? Also, when you eat, you treat. T-R-E-A-T. E-A-T, still at the end. When you eat, sometimes you repeat. R-E-P-E-A-T. I say, okay, Holy Spirit. Sometimes when we eat, we weather. Think of the word weather. W-E-A-T-H-E-R. Then also when we eat, now these are words that are no longer rhymes with eat. Think about weather, and then also threat. T-H-R-E-A-T. Okay. And then we also breathe. Think about the word breathe. E-A-T. So I had to think about, okay, we eat before we can ate, because it's a past tense. So I said, okay, Holy Spirit, now that we've eaten and it's past tense, we've ate. So ate is a simple past of eat. Eat is the present simple, and ate is the past simple. Now that you know what's on your plate, now that you know the things that you know what your gifts, we've already talked about our goals all the last 3 or 4 weeks. So now you know what's on your plate. Remind y'all, plate ends with A-T-E. It's almost like, let's eat now. It may be a big pill to swallow. It may also be a full plate. But now it's time to say that we have eaten. We ate. And now once you ate, let me give y'all words. Once you've ate, you're able to what? Participate. Think of the ending of that word, A-T-E. Now that we've ate, we can celebrate. A-T-E. We can concentrate. A-T-E. We can collaborate. We can procreate. We can concentrate. We can navigate. We can consolidate. We can mediate. All because we ate. And it's like, okay, God, so now you got to give me a word. You got to give me a scripture. You got to give me something. So then I started thinking, okay, so he gave me Psalms 34:8. And it says, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the one who takes refuge in him. So I'm thinking, okay, taste and see. It's a lot of things that we sit down because of fear. We think we internalize so many things and we just don't want to even taste it. We know what's on our plate, A-T-E. We know it. We know it's like, now we got to eat. How can we eat? We have to get up and taste it and actually see that it's going to be so good. And that's what Psalms 34, 8 is saying. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the one who takes refuge in him. Take refuge in him. Take charge. Go get it. Go eat. Go perform his mighty works and be blessed. And I felt like the whole time I was thinking about eat and ate. Do y'all know and realize, I'm going to take y'all off mute. But I want y'all to tell me why y'all think I took off running. I took off running because I realized I started with ETA, estimated time of arrival, right? Then I changed it to executing your time of arrival. Y'all, again, since January, God was giving me this word because of my digestive system and my digestive system and how things have slowed me down. So we always were giving estimations, but it was guesstimations. We didn't know really when we was going to make it to our goals. We didn't know really when we was going to be able to sit down and be confident and really execute what he needed us to do, because we weren't consuming the right things. We weren't getting the right fruit. We wasn't feeding from the right things. And then I'm like, okay, ETA. Y'all, I need y'all to come off mute and tell me what eat and ate is still derived of in the letters.
ETA.
Exactly. And that was the revelation for me. I ran in this house like, wow, you've been giving me this since January. And I only came up with ETA in June. You've been talking about the things that I consume, the things that I'm eating, the things that I ate. But you told me when I'm eating how I'm going to deal with threat and all these other words that I gave y'all. And then once you ate, you can participate. You can, you know what I mean? Like navigate all of those words. And I'm just like, oh my gosh. And it's all because of an ETA. It's all like from those same three letters. And that immediately blessed me. So it's almost like just really taste and see, because we're going to see that it's good. Our plate, it can be so full. And